peu la gamme.
C'est 400.
Je n'ai que 300, c'est bon.
Tu n'as quoi? Tu peux augmenter le prix?
Non, 300, c'est bon.
300
seulement.
Allez, on
peut. D'accord, merci.
After a little negotiation, Aïssatou, her handbag in one hand and the hem of her long skirt in the other, sets off. The 20-something hops on the back of a motorbike, which is parked in a long line of similar-looking wiry bikes on the side of the road. She negotiates the fare, 300 CFA francs, or almost half a euro, with the driver of a motorbike taxi to take her a few kilometres down the road.
It's the cheapest way to travel. Taxis cost around 500 francs, but here when you have 200, 300 or 400, you can still travel. It's a way of getting around, that's why we use them.
Motorbike taxis are common in about a dozen towns across Senegal outside Dakar. They originated in the south of the country, in rural areas, where a lack of tarmac roads make it difficult for cars to reach some places. But they're not the safest.
Yes, it can be dangerous because we don't have helmets, but it's our way of transport, that's why we use it. There's no safety, but we leave it in God's hands.
The bikes, known as Jakartas, and their drivers, known as Jakarta men, have a terrible reputation when it comes to the rules of the road, says Aliou Ngay, head of the regional transport office.
There are a lot of accidents and generally they do involve Jakarta men. I don't have these statistics in front of me right now, but I can say that half of the accidents in town are linked to a Jakarta man because there are so many of them and because of the way they drive. Generally, the drivers aren't well trained.
What started out as an informal and unregulated means of transport has gradually become widespread in towns outside the capital. Jakarta started to operate in Thiès in 2011. This year, the transport authority in Thiès tried to register bikes in order to regulate the sector. In total, 5,188 Jakartas are registered in Thiès, compared to some 14,000 in Kaolack on the Gambian border. The minimum requirements for the Jakarta men who drive the bikes is to be at least 15 years old and have a driver's license for bikes with a 125cc engine.
If we had a means of transport to replace Jakartas, or something safer really, we'd jump on it. But actually, it allows young people to have a job, and it solves a transport problem for people living in the outskirts.
In one day, a Jakarta man can earn between 10 and 15,000 CFA francs, around 20 euros. An attractive solution then for the hundreds of unemployed teenagers and young men. 23-year-old Omar Sam became a motorbike taxi driver 2 months ago.
I have my parents at home and sometimes the Jakarta solves several problems. That's why I drive a Jakarta. It's really very difficult to find a job in Senegal, very difficult. The Jakartas have brought down unemployment.
Omar bought his motorcycle through a hire purchase agreement with a friend for a daily rate of 3 euros. 200 euros later, the bike was his. Despite the heavy criticism of the way they drive, Omar and his peers prefer driving to doing nothing in a country riddled with unemployment. In the meantime, the authorities hope to enforce rules like the wearing of helmets for drivers and passengers to limit road accidents in the future. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Thiès, Senegal.